AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Ontario's premier, Doug Ford, says he's ripping up a contract with Elon Musk's Starlink in response to President Trump's tariffs against Canada, Mexico, and China. The president says he will talk later today with the leaders of all three countries.
I don't expect anything very dramatic. We put tariffs on. They owe us a lot of money, and I'm sure they're going to pay.
The threat of tariffs have sent global shares mostly lower. Staff at USAID are being told to stay out of the office in Washington today. Elon Musk says President Trump has agreed with him to shut down the agency.
The reason for that, as opposed to simply trying to do some minor house cleaning, is that as we dug into USAID, it became apparent that what we have here is not an apple with a worm in it, but we have actually just a ball of worm.
Musk took part in a live session on X Spaces. He is leading a civilian review of government agencies.
When there is no apple, this you've just got to basically get rid of the whole thing.
Crews are back in the Potomac River to retrieve the submerged wreckage of an airliner and an Army helicopter that collided midair. 67 people were killed. So far, the remains of 55 people have been found. Ukrainian troops are losing ground to Russia as President Trump talks about ending the war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says U.S. military aid has not stopped. Beyonce won the big award last night at the Grammys, Album of the Year, but the focus wasn't all on music. Opening the CBS broadcast was the band Dawes. Taylor Goldsmith was directly impacted by the deadly and devastating LA wildfires.
Any possible way that we can help, even if it's just like grabbing a hammer and nails for our friends' houses that they're going to start rebuilding, like we want to get involved.
Kendrick Lamar won Song and Record of the Year for Not Like Us. Chapel Roan was named Best New Artist. This is AP News. There are ties between a church scandal and an NFL team. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
Hundreds of internal emails show New Orleans Saints executives were far more involved than previously known in providing PR help to Catholic Church leaders confronting a clergy sex abuse crisis. The emails undercut assurances the Saints made 5 years ago that they had provided only minimal assistance to the archdiocese. The emails reveal a Saints spokesman briefed his boss on a 2018 call with the city's top prosecutor hours before the church released a list of clergymen accused of abuse. The spokesman said the call allowed us to take certain people off the list of suspected pedophiles. The Saints criticized the media for using leaked media to misconstrue what they called a well-intentioned effort and says they don't condone sex abuse. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.